So excellent. I want us to go put on the screen for me Matthew chapter number. Matthew chapter number. Put for me on your Matthew 5 verse 14. I want you to listen to this, because there is a, you know, what we have. I wanna kind of like shed it like this, or if we can title this spiritual reactions, prophetic reactions, that you are not worth the salt. What is it if we have a church or have something, but we don't get, there's no reaction coming out of it. There's no noise coming out of it. A person, you know, they preach the gospel, or they feed the poor, and that was what the government wants to reduce churches to. And I thank God that they opened up the sanctuary, because we said we're not going to be reduced to just handing out food parcels. There is, Jesus said, the poor will always be with you. He made it very clear. When Judas said to the prostitutes, why are you wasting the money of the alabaster box of the perfume, which, by the way, took her a year's worth of salary of her trade of a prostitute, sleeping with men, getting that amount of money in, spilling the, putting it on perfume just on his feet. And Judas smelt the smell of the anointing. And he said these words. He said, could we have not, how many people could we have feeded with that? How much poor could we have looked after? But we all know that Judas had his hand in the money. So his motive was really to steal the money. But because of his disagreement in leadership style, wow, Satan entered into his heart right there. Wow, on, that is what on. We call the Judas kiss. And Jesus answered these words. He said, look, the poor will always be with you, but I will not. Meaning, there is a difference when it comes to the church and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. We are not here to preach just a message, but there's a demonstration of power. When I speak about spiritual reactions, when Jesus said, be a light of the world, a city set on a hill, it means that people cannot help but to see you. That if you walk into a place, if we open, like I said, we open up Kruisdorp, when we planted this, we had people all over saying they will stop us from coming into that is a horrible gloss, but it is okay. Don't we have this? Not this. Do we have this? Change it to this. And people will be like, but why are we doing this? I'm speaking like this for a reason, for tonight's message, because we are here to provoke a reaction in everything we are doing. I'm there to, you know, provoke a reaction. When you walk into your business, do you provoke a reaction? When you go to, when you walk into a mall, when you walk into, when you're doing business, when you're signing a business contract, when you are spending time with, I don't know, friends, or are you provoking a reaction? Is the anointing upon your life to such a place where it provokes a devil, or it provokes a manifestation? I'm gonna get into this.
And prophet, and the thing about the prostitute and what she did in anointing Jesus' feet, with that, she tapped into something in the future, because Jesus' body would have never had the opportunity to be anointed, which would be the custom of the day when they were put in that tomb. So it was a very great thing that she did, and a very important thing in terms of honor that she did for Jesus.
Yeah, so she anointed him beforehand because he didn't had the time to be anointed. So,
amen.
But look, go with me, put on for me Acts 16, verse 16. And with the Touch of God conference, Sunday that's coming up, the Monday, once the church is open with the capacity, and they are giving out regulations tomorrow or the day thereafter,
yes, that's right,
from
perfect.
Parliament. So it would be, you know, I said to the guys, don't get too excited.
That's right.
We know what will happen. And maybe it opens, maybe it doesn't. But our Touch of God conference is on. The anointing will go through the screens. The power of God will be present wherever
Amen.
You are.
Amen.
Look at this. Acts 16 verse 16 says, now it happened, as we went to prayer, that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and cried out, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation. Listen to this. This is a demon that is saying, this Paul has come to preach to us. She didn't say, has come to preach to them. She said, these words, a woman, a slave girl, possessed with the spirit of divination. We had people that would walk into our church, and before they even walk by the door,
right,
they slither in.
That's right.
Because of the devil manifesting. It's provoking a reaction. The anointing or the light on your life has the ability to provoke and set people free. You know, we are not there to feed and just give out food parcels. We are there to bring deliverance to a nation. That when prophets are not taken for prophets are taken for granted.
Yes, prophets.
Zimbabwe threw out Prophet Angel and Prophet T.B.
Right.
Joshua.
That's right. That's
and
right.
The country sank, you know. And then you get to South Africa and they throw out prophets again. Or say then fraud or this or that. And guess
yes.
what? Prosperity will see. Prophets are sent to a nation to bring prosperity. We had, when
That's
I had the
right.
vision of last year, within a month of having the vision, I was in Parliament able to give it.
Yes,
that is how prophets preserve. Prophets, God shares secrets with them.
On,
whether people like it or not, I think my team has seen when we say provoking a reaction. We've had staff that would just run, or people on the team, they'll just, you know, a demon will just manifest and they'll just run as far as they can and they disappear. Gone. We don't see
yes,
of them.
Yes.
I think David was on the phone with me when that happened.
Or a man's voice will come out of them.
And why? You're provoking a reaction. You have a spiritual reaction. That when you're given an opportunity, when Paul went into this place in Acts chapter number 16, and we know that when he was preaching there, this was where he actually, this was on his way, in Acts chapter number 19, he had the school of, it was Acts 19, eh? School of Tyrannus, the great miracles, that's Acts 19, and he was teaching there, the school of Tyrannus broke out, and people with witchcraft and with all their idolatry came and burnt the demonic books there, and it was a big revival that broke out. In Acts 16, when Paul came here, this slave girl cried out. Paul just walked into the place and a demon spoke and said, "What is, you know, these men are the servants of the Most High God." Now listen to what the Spirit is saying. "Who proclaim to us the way of salvation. You have not done a difference until demons realize that you even are once they begin to cry out to you to let them go or stop tormenting them." We were in Centurion when we planted the church there, and we were on top of a gay big building. We were on top of a gay club, and it was, I don't think it was 1 month, and they couldn't handle it. While they were dancing on the floor, they would fall on the floor and manifest because of the power of God in the vicinity. That the power of God is real. And that is what happens when you're connecting to this channel, when you're connecting to this broadcast.
Amen.
When you're in the church, the power of God can get into your houses. It can go through the TV where you are right now. In fact, you'll even have people that will manifest or receive the anointing through a TV. You'll feel electricity coming on you. You'll feel the presence or the glory of God coming into your house. This is the tangibility. Like Peter was saying, we have tasted, handled, touched, and seen these things. We have handled these things. What is handling these things? When we're sitting to you and talking to you like this on live stream, we are not a president that has darkness in his eyes and has no light in his eyes and trying to just, you know, controlled by others, trying to do something. And we can see we are a people that are set free. We've tasted the glory. I've been in my room 40 days water fast, and I wouldn't be able to get off the floor. I'll see smoke in my room with 2 feet standing. And then I'm taken into heaven.
Amen.
Then I walk from that meeting into church without people even looking at me. The power of God will fall on them.
On.
We have handled these things. We have tasted, handled, seen, touched, smelled. We have seen the glory with our eyes. People that have slept in our church. Who was it? Is Marco here?
It was, yes, he's at the back.
So, I mean, people that have slept in our church in the beginning when we built it. We see angels standing in the church. That fear would come on them and they wouldn't know what to do. These things are real. Again, that is what we're going to get into when we prophesy to you tonight. Connect to a prophetic ministry. Paul walked into this place and these demons cried out and said, "These men are here to proclaim the way of salvation." It sounded good, but Paul was causing a reaction to take place. When Jesus was on the sea when he got to the madman of Gadarene, and he stepped onto the shore, the Bible says when he stepped on, a demoniac ran out of the caves. And if you look at the geographical position, those caves were not right on the beach. It was about 2 kilometers to get to the beach, meaning that when Jesus got closer to the beach, the demons in that person that controlled that city, which was called the city of the dead, Necropolis, city of the dead, because it comes from Gad, from where the giants was with the Nephilim. And if we understand how we taught on the demonic and the Nephilim, that is where that stronghold has come from there on. And in fact, the prophecy was going out over Gad thousands of years before to say, you'll be set free and this will happen. And I taught on that. And it's speaking of when Jesus stepped onto that source, that a madman that was possessed with a legion of demons that controlled that whole city, there was a reaction when Jesus got into the vicinity. What reaction is there when you get close to people? Is something in them stirring up or being moved or being cast out? Or are they receiving healing? Is there a spiritual reaction? What happened to the president yesterday? It is a spiritual reaction that took place. If people must understand, it was not planned. When he spoke that speech, it was pressurized. There was church that put pressure on him. Because why? There would have been an uprising in August and September. And I would have led that uprising. If in fact, most of your top leaders said they would. The president was under pressure, not only under pressure physically, but there was a spiritual reaction that took place. We as a church, and we have over 1,000 members. When it comes to connections to I think 1,300 attendance on a Sunday, that was before the lockdown, and we got all of them, and we said fast. Everyone fasts from Sunday night for a shift to come, and it came.
Amen.
That is the ability that you have, causing a spiritual reaction. This show here will cause a spiritual reaction. I was lying, I think it was Sunday night or Monday night. I was lying in bed. Monday night, it was 9 o'clock. I was lying in bed, and I don't sleep at 9 o'clock. I sleep at 3 o'clock. And so I work there, and I was writing a post just in the comfort of my home. And as I'm writing, I'm like, this is going to hit the news. And we sent it, and I had two news channels contacting me. Where I don't take calls. I don't take any calls. No one's calls. Unless it's Prophet Angel or my team. I don't take it, because we have calls every 2 or 3 minutes. And the news contacted us. I think that post got 600 shares. It's on 600 shares right now. It reached like 70,000. Just a text post, you know.
Come on.
You know, it's on 1,500 likes. No boosting. No financial boosting. It's a spiritual reaction that the words in your mouth, when you're connected to a prophetic ministry, a healthy church, even the words in your mouth, people will take notes. When you speak in a business meeting, favor will be on you and not somebody else. It doesn't matter if they have degrees or the qualifications. You have the anointing and you have the favor of God.
Amen.
You know, when I say about provoking a reaction, Christianity is supposed to be center of attraction. That when you come into a room, everybody's supposed to take a note of you. It is not this fake, humble thing. You know, we always, you know, in like I said, the white Afrikaans, whatever, you know, in Krugersdorp, white and Afrikaans. And, you know, we have ministers coming and they want to go sit there at the right at the back and just be humble. And yet, there's nothing in their lives happening. Why? They have lost the tenacity of having a bulldog mentality to say, when I go to Benny Hinn Crusades, when I go to Prophet Angel, when he's my spiritual father now,
prophet.
But before I had the connection, I make sure that he gets my attention. When I tithe, and we tithe hundreds of thousands,
yes,
just by the way, for everybody that wanted to report us, okay, that is not our income, that is my tithe. Hundreds of thousands
and,
a month.
And in Prophet, and it's your tithe, and it's got nothing to do with anybody else. That's the other thing.
Imagine if you don't, I make sure that there's somebody that has more power than me, that has that I can waste my money on. This is a prophetic show, so I hope you're mature.
Come on.
That if I, there's nothing of like, oh, I'm not getting a breakthrough, I'm leaving you now. No. There must be a voice more powerful than me that can tell me no and yes.
Come on.
That we don't talk nonsense when it comes on a phone call. You know, when he came and preached by us, he was banned out of the country of Zambia. Yes.
And he was
literally, when they wanted to, or somewhere, was it Zambia? Flying yes. in.
They stopped.
As they flew in, the president said, plane, turn around, go back. Not yeah. allowed to touch the ground.
He was banned.
And, this is the prophetic lineage that we carry. And in fact, the way I met him, he appeared in my room spiritually. Stood
yes.
in my room
yes.
spiritually. Looked at me, said a word. Esther Lee was sleeping. I've never met him, anything.
That's
and
true.
Then my phone goes off yes. and he messages me. That we had encounters, we had visions. And God extends that grace to for those of us that is connected to this ministry. I think I was phoning Pastor Chris the one day, and I saw what he wanted to do, and I said, don't do it, you know.
That's
we
right.
won't say what.
I still acted like, oh, what are you talking about?
And he's
and then
and then I said, put your wife on.
Yeah. And then my wife was like, I told you.
It's visions, it's the prophetic, it's real.
Amen. And you know, if we can tell people that is connected to the program, you know, I know there's a saying that says, stay connected to remain protected. And I have countless testimonies how I've received words from him that has protected and saved my life. People don't understand the amount of times that I've nearly died. And if it wasn't for his words and that connection, I would not be sitting here today. And I can say that truthfully, there's a whole list of events that we can get into where there's been preservation because of that connection.
Where's Alan, Apostle Alan?
Oh, yes.
He was driving home the one night and angels moved his car.
Yes. And I think, Prophet, there's about four of us where angels has moved our cars.
Yes. So, this is a reality. It's a mystery, Paul says. Spiritual things. Meaning that, why do I say, I spoke about the tithe. I make sure there's somebody higher than me that can receive that money. Like the scripture says, Hebrews chapter number 7, on men receives tithes on earth and Jesus receives it in heaven. So we understand that truth. But that is what we do, even during a lockdown. You know, we give. And when we say hundreds, that's not to impress. That is just to provoke a devil that is watching on here of that other one that tried to report us, you know. Go to report. I think we got calls from... Let me not say who we got calls from, people that contacted Prophet Angel and blah, because they always look, people will say fraud and that, because in their mind, they cannot perceive having money without stealing. So they judge you that way. And they'll always say Christians steal money. Guess what? Even when Jesus resurrected, they said to the soldiers that the soldiers that was at his grave site, they said, they paid money
yes.
to them and say that, look, go and spread a lie to say that his body was moved away by his disciples, that the resurrection didn't take place because Malchus the high priest, it was his ear that was cut off in the Garden of Gethsemane. And by the way, his ear wasn't aimed for, his head was aimed for by Peter, and he ducked and his ear got cut off. But when he got into his inner chambers, the Bible says that Jesus appeared to him. No, sorry, scripture doesn't say that. Historical books, the very journals that Pontius Pilate wrote, that even Malchus written, that is historically dated, that they fit into scripture, that it lines up with every point. So it's not inspired, but it gives you a history of what happened. And there you see Malchus, how Christ walked through a wall, appeared to him in his room. And he realized there the resurrection took place and he fell on his knees and he repented. This is historical documents. So government will always pay large sums of money to put out a lie. These prophets are doing this or that, or they're stealing money. We've been
and
there.
Even to
we have
history,
done that, you know.
even to remove history and data and proof and evidences. They will always do that. And I've just seen some very great comments here. I see Manfred is saying, I feel like I've been missing something for many years. I've been learning a safe gospel.
If you connect to us or if you listen here, it is spirit unto spirit, deep unto deep.
Amen. Amen.
Something in you will be stirred here. There'll be a heat or there'll be a bit of excitement. That means that there is a connection. That we're speaking revelation. It is not just not a church. It's not even not a church. We are revelation. You know, the reason I said, you know, I said like you can read millionaires, you can meet millionaires and billionaires. And I've been in their houses. I've met, I was in Miami and a man picked me up. He was living next to Bruce Springsteen in somewhere in Miami. And his house, you can't, or not Miami, West Palm, I think it was. And he came and picked me up in a like a limousine, Mercedes. And as I got in, you know, we're driving. And I just heard the word Joe, and I heard $5 million, just like that. So while we're driving, I said to him, "Who's Joe?" And the guy he didn't answer. I said, "Look, who's Joe? Like, I hear Joe." And the guy says, "Talk, what talk?" And I said, "I see $5 million right in front of me, and I see the name Joe."
Come on,
and the guy
come on.
Pulled over the car and went white and began to cry. And he said, "Joe is my partner that stole $5 million from me now, sure. This morning."
Come on. Come on.
That was a Roman Catholic. His whole family was Roman Catholic. He's a plastic surgeon staying next to Bruce Springsteen. One word, prophetic word,
wow,
that makes a person go cold and white in their face because God is real. You know, we have been too nice. And when, as Christians, like I said, you can meet millionaires, billionaires. I've sat with the richest and I've sat with the poorest. You know, there's no discrimination for us, but I can tell you now, I choose money over no money. And and I believe God wants everybody to be blessed and live in prosperity. And for that message, we will preach. I think in KDP here, they put my name, my face with wolves and wrote wolf on and all this nonsense, you know, like and spread it here. And then those devils running a certain paper here. I think you know them, Pastor Allen. You know, threatened us. They're running something here, you know. They came here into the church when they manifested. That is just a liberal spirit we're dealing with. So what am I doing? I provoke a reaction.
Amen. Amen.
You know, so that we can get so that when the church opens, we're going to make a noise. But oh, listen, I sat with millionaires and billionaires and I've seen the poor, I've seen the rich. I can tell you, You can meet a millionaire. They're the nicest person. They walk into their workplace or offices. They become vicious and ruthless. They are not nice. People are poor because they are nice. Christians have had no victory because they are nice. Nice doesn't get you anywhere in life.
Yes, yes.
Nice makes you get you betrayed. And I've never lived on my own. I've always taken people in. I think now we're living. I don't know. Are we living alone now?
This is the first time.
I've been living alone now. I've never lived alone until now, recently.
We've
taken people always in.
House, yeah.
If we can just move our studio out. We've always taken people in. We lived with people. So I understand a life of giving. But I can tell you this, that we are provoking a reaction. Nice.
Amen. Amen.
It's Christians must get over being nice. And that's the prophetic perspective. Because South Africa will become a state-licensed church unless the church wakes up. You know, unless the church wakes up. And that's my prophetic word, spiritual reactions. You know, walking into if I fly to another country to get hands laid upon me and that is it. But if I do it, I make sure, whether it is Prophet Angel, whether I went to Apostle Maldonado many years ago, you know, and that was on no salaries or those things that we did it. I go in, I just want hands laid on me and that's it. Or let's say I'm there, I'm in a big meeting. I will force myself to get to the front. And you'll see people that do that. They get what they're looking for.
Come on.
You know, we have a business guy in our church, Mike van Riel. And, you know, I think I'm on tomorrow with Misha on Urban Trent.
Yes, and with
Millennium Meets. With what time? 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
We're going to ask everybody to come on because they have incredible business wealth to share. And, you know, I also prophesied, I said to him a year ago, you'll have an agency, you'll have this, you'll have that.
Yes, to
and
the T.
And he was somebody that, like, people might not like him because, you know, he's young and he sounds arrogant, but he does the thing.
Yeah.
He goes on to do it. He's like, okay, I got the prophecy, I'm going to do it. It's not arrogance.
That's right.
It's not, you know, people will think I'm arrogant. It's not arrogance. It's boldness. It's grabbing and doing it.
Come on.
If I say prophesy, say you get a house, go and get a house. It's God's words that said it. You know, and his father, Mike van Riel, and that's a good family in our church.
Yes, prophet.
They will, he will sit in front, you know, to get, people think, you know, we keep places for people with money. No, we don't.
Whenever,
you know, we don't.
We remove no one people sits, out of no one sits
on
church.
The no one sits on the front row, mommy. I don't care who what. You don't sit on the front row, but second row. And he will force to sit in the second row. Conferences and he will force to get to the front. And you know, and there, and yet God never passes him by. We had Apostle Neville here, and there it touched him. And had a massive touch in his life just because of that pull and demand. And then you have other people, they just sit in the back. Some ministers, they just sit like all humble like this. And they want to know why they don't even get R1,000 in a month. Have some hunger and tenacity.
Come on.
That when you walk into a place, you don't have to please people, whether they get upset or like you, let there be a reaction. You know, if you are, if you have an opportunity on TV, you cause a reaction, a spiritual reaction to take place. You provoke a reaction. I want to go to, and before we minister, I want to minister to you guys just now, but I want to go to Matthew. I think it is Matthew 20, and 27.
Tony is saying, every word Prophet Leon prophesies come to pass. And I've experienced exactly that in my life, in my family's life. And I see Sino saying, nice attracts a lot of manipulation, deceit, and betrayal. Nice is blinding eye manipulation.
You know, people think I'm dressing, let's say, like as I'm dressing these shoes. I don't ever wear these shoes. I've only worn them twice because they're very uncomfortable. But it's just to provoke a reaction. It's to upset somebody that is watching us.
And it was a birthday
If we
present.
Can make somebody upset, it is your hurt. You know, I heard of a minister, a huge minister, like, I don't know, 20,000 or something people, and they said how they hate me. I said, I don't even know them. Tell them I love them. But I must be making a noise. You know, create a noise. Make a difference. That when we do church and we do encounter or we do the prophetic, we make a noise.
Come on.
In Kruger's door, we don't care what people or what people are saying. We make a noise. I think the first launch, we had so many complaints. You know, we had so many complaints. We make a noise. We don't care. In Centurion, the mall can't even run with where we are. We pack the whole mall out, the whole street, everything on our word.
I mean,
that we can have, that we can have that attention to say, listen, if the president or if the government is going to do 1, 2, 3, we will march, we will do, and they will hear us, they will listen to us, because we have a voice. That is what it comes down to, create a reaction.
And prophet, you know, and I know, and you know, people like Pastor Marie and Pastor Martin can testify of this, that even when we would have your first encounter nights when you were itinerant, every place would be full till the hilt. You know, and then we moved into our first building where we had 1, 2, 3, 4 overflow rooms in our first little building. You know, we had over 300 people in a little business complex office that we had to use an empty downstairs room. And then we went into Centurion where we packed out into the balcony. And, you know, and the funny thing is, all of those moments that we had, you prophesied and you ministered, you would say, October, you will see this place full. Boom. You know, June, you will see this place full. Boom. And then with Krugersdorp, you said within 3 months, you will see this building packed to capacity. And that is exactly what happened here at Krugersdorp. And it is nothing short of a move of God, you know, and people can take that as they want. But we've seen this happen since the day we met him, since the day we connected with this ministry.
And it's nothing, look, it's nothing special about me or anything. It's the grace of God. We have a team that runs this whole thing.
Yes.
But there's a grace, there's a prophetic grace that people will, you know, we are known. And I know everybody that is watching our show, you must know that we are known as we are known as forensic, the only forensic white prophetic movement yet in
white prophet in South Africa.
Only one, you know. And it's I'm not saying there's not other prophets, but we are known for that.
And it
people
is,
fly in for that.
And it is and it is recognized by your spiritual father, Prophet Angel, and he released that statement publicly, and we've shared that video, and you know, anyone who knows the prophetic and prophetic ministers. You know, those words coming from his mouth have serious weight globally, you know, as the forerunner of the prophetic movement.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There's no one bigger than him any in the world as a prophet. No one.
There's
no one.
Even the guys that are the biggest in America.
That you would so-called see on TV, they phone him for help.
And advice.
I see Devon is saying, I'd love to be mentored by you. Well, Devon, I just gave the key. Push, you know.
And prophet,
we get pushed. Somebody needs to touch my heart.
No, and people, if you want to get mentored, if you want to connect, just go to leondeprier.com. You go to the partners section, and that is probably the easiest and the quickest way to get access into Prophet's inner circle. And that is where we are sending a lot of people.
Somebody's saying they sowed a seed for a house in that boldness. They awesome. It was an empty house and they got it for a very small amount to stay in.
Wow. Come on.
So I want you to tonight, we're going to minister. I'm going to minister to the people now. But I want you to understand or receive the anointing. Spiritual reactions. Paul put his foot in that place and demons began to manifest.
Amen.
In Acts chapter number 19. Somebody tried to do deliverance and it failed. And the demon said, Paul, we know, Jesus, we know, but who are you? And, you know, Jesus, they knew Paul, but they didn't know who the people were that trying to cast them out. Meaning Paul had a reputation. He made a reaction. Krugersdorp, even with our international broadcasting studios, we have here Centurion, we have taken over as a church. We are packed. People, you know, with our conferences, we have to unadvertise or ask people not to come. Because it is too packed. What have we done? It is not. It is showing off in a way of that it must be showing off. Christianity must be showing off. Your light set upon a hill.
Come on.
You know, like a city on a hill, a light that cannot be covered or hidden. Meaning, be at a place where you can be so full of pride, a good pride, and you can show off what God has done for you. And when you testify and when you witness and when you are bold, even when we prophesy over you, you have some people, they just sit timidly. Yes. Nothing happens. The gift doesn't flow. Then you have somebody else that grabs it and the gift flows.
Come on.
And they receive, you know, a gift has to be placed a demand upon and it has to be, taken by force.
I see Rafael West just saying on YouTube, you're challenging my ignorance, prophets. And there's a lot of people placing fire emojis there on YouTube, and Mark saying ECC location of God. Sharon is saying thank you for interacting with us. Please continue to send feedback and any questions you may have.
I see Sarah Fulyun on here is saying Krugersdorp, where my parents visited, it was destined to be there. If I remember, I think it is her. I think we called her a mother.
Yes.
And I said, I see this planted in your house. I see this here. Yes, I see that.
Yes.
I see your daughter with this name living in this area. I see that, you know, and that family ever since has been following. And the witchcraft manifested there when we said, in your house, prophet, this is planted here. And it was in a conference here.
And prophet, and if you remember, there was so much witchcraft that her husband was even bound, that he was lame and he couldn't walk.
There.
And he walked from the back. They called us and they said he can actually walk now because deliverance took place there. And he walked from the back all the way here. And he actually stood for prayer in front again. And he went back on his own.
How do I apply for prophetic classes? Best things to become a partner. So our guys will answer you on that. But I don't want to go off track. I want to get into ministering to you. But let me do this one last verse. Matthew, what is it? Matthew 27. Huh? Matthew 27 verse 50. Listen to this. Can the cameras change to make me stand or... Matthew 27 verse 50. And Jesus cried out, listen to this, again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Go to verse 50 again. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice. This was when this was at the crucifixion. Let me just get it in my scripture, in my Bible here. Matthew 27, verse 50. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Now listen to this, the next verse. Go to the next verse. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked and the rocks were split. And listen to this. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. It was documented that over 500 eyewitnesses saw the dead raised and going to their places of interest, visiting a restaurant they would have visited before they died. That's what it means. The dead were raised, coming out of the graves, when Christ yielded up his spirit and cried out with a loud voice. The Bible says that when he spoke, when he cried out, listen, it says, go back to verse 50. It says and Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Next verse. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn. That veil that was torn in the temple was so loud. It was a loud voice that cracked through the whole temple, that the priests in the temple got fright and fear came on them because of what just happened. They realized that the moment that when he was crucified on that cross and he cried out with a loud voice and yielded up his ghost, yielded up his spirit, that it was split, the veil was torn, that there's now a connection with God, not having a high priest, even though prophets are important, you know, and we have a order when it comes to scripture. We have church is the highest authority. Then you have grace gifts, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And the prophetic gift has never ceased from the Old Testament into the New Testament. It has never gone. It has never weakened. It doesn't matter how many prophets in America are trying to do whatever, trying to weaken the gift, you know. And America is going to be invaded by South Africa when it comes to the prophetic. You know, prophets in America, they're great, they give great words and so on, but they kind of like stick to the thing to say the prophetic must be edification, exhortation, and comfort, and that is not so. The prophetic is there for direction. It's the direct voice of God. It has not been weakened. And where a prophetic grace is, there will always be finances. There will always be reactions, spiritual reactions. And there will always be divine protection. That the Bible says by a prophet, Israel was preserved. That Moses, my shirt is just or is it okay? It doesn't show too much. That's fine. Okay. Just didn't want it to be skew. The prophetic grace, even with Moses, the Bible says God said to Miriam and Aaron, he said, but can God only speak through him? Can he not speak through us also? And the Lord heard it. And he said, were you not afraid to touch my servant Moses, who is a prophet, who has spoken to me face to face? He has seen my form, my physical figure standing. That when God visited Moses, he stood like a man like this before him. That God is not a light. He is standing before him in a physical form. And he said, we are not afraid. Other prophets I speak to in visions and dreams, but not to him. I speak to him plainly, like a friend speaks to a friend face to face. That even as the church in South Africa, when the enemy touches you, if you have the anointing on your life, there is a reaction that will take place. Spiritual reactions. Somebody might touch you or come or close the church down. There are spiritual reactions. We prophesied Sunday night that if the president does not change his speech or does not intervene and say something, that 1, 2, 3 will happen. And remember, I said exactly who will turn blind. What happened? What is that? Is that your sound? Remember, I said who will go blind. And I think I'll say to my partners the name. We said in position, one of the top four, you know, that will go blind. What was the prophecy about the vision that I wrote about this, the smuggling of the contraband and the cigarettes, and you know, and I saw the packages and I saw it hidden away, and I looked at three things and I saw the letter Z. This was not now, this was not during the lockdown, it was like it was in March, and I saw the packages and I saw when it comes to cigarettes, contraband, and that there's a cover-up, and you know, that is why they're doing it, and then how that is connected to the exportation of weapons and an airline. And that is why you will not see SAA going down. Because there's corruption. So even though SAA liquidated themselves or whatever, you'll see it, it'll happen again. Like it's going to come up. Because that letter Z was not the one of that was running, was not the person that was running the airline. It was our president, Zuma. Oh, sorry, must I say the real president, Zuma, you know? Am I saying that there is corruption? No, I'm just telling you what I had a vision of the Lord. So this is not me saying. I had a vision. We saw the letter Z, cigarettes, wrote it down, put it on Facebook with a stamp, with a date stamp, time stamp. And it is out there. That's what the prophetic does. The prophetic can expose things. And we're getting into trouble for that as well. And, you know, but we prophesied and we said that if they do not give the church relief, that God is going to step in. And I released it on Sunday night. And I hope that everybody is with me. I'm just looking at the numbers here. What are the comments saying before I get into ministry?
They're saying fire, and some of my family manifest if I just talk about a prophet. That's okay. That's pretty normal.
Who is that?
that was Mims, and you know, I think you should just carry on with that. Carol is saying, love my Wednesdays. The prophetic anointing is just so empowering. Sharon is saying, yes, so true. Charisse is saying, a prophet is on fire. Amor is saying on point.
I am not on fire. We're relaxing. We just have a broadcast. It's not a service where we're preaching revival, you know. It's not a service where we're preaching revival. Yes, yes, yes.
And I see Tonya saying a prophet brings direction, divine protection, divine preservation, and divine prosperity to your life. That is absolutely true, Tonya. You couldn't have said it any better than that. And Liesl is saying, I can't even believe that I'm so privileged to be a part of this house. Wow, wow, wow. And I know Liesl has such an amazing testimony because she's in an organization where massive retrenchments has taken place. And from what I understand, she's been preserved and protected in this whole process, especially with the word that you gave her some time ago. How she would always be preserved and protected, and that she would see promotion. And there was a very big organization that were cleaning house with retrenchments, and that has literally not touched her. And that's such a powerful testimony. Kevin Williams is saying, teach us here in America. I'm always saying, love it.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So that is it, and that is why we want the church to carry on fasting, praying. It's not over. They're going to give the regulations out, I think, in the next day or two. And it is the church. It is up to the church. It was the church that broke racial, apartheid in 1994. You know, public might not know it and so on, but it was Ray McCauley that that was opening up and not making the church segregated together with the other ministers, with I think it was Pastor Jimmy Crompton also, Theo Wolmerons. I'm on show with Pastor Jimmy Crompton, I think, when is it? Next week, Thursday. And he actually, out of his hands came up Kim Clement, Rodney R. Brown, you know, and they were part of the Big Five, and you know, Dr. Fred Roberts from Durban Christian Center, that they opened up segregate, they made their churches not segregated, that caused apartheid to be broken, and you know, the government is forgetting that, and that South Africa, the majority of South Africa will listen to prophets and to the church, not the leadership, but the nation will and the people will, and that is why it's fine, thanks, and that is why just take this away. Oh, okay. So that is why the church is vitally important. Do not let the prophetic go down. Let this show. I know it is 2 hours. We're going to 2.5 hours. And that is how it is. It is just, that is how we're going to minister to people.
And prophet, and we said with prophetic perspectives, this program is a no limit program. You know, we're opening up the taps here fully on this program. And you'll be going as you feel led and as how God leads you as well.
Let's see who's on here. Oh, it's, okay, so there's more, obviously more pages. So scroll with me through. So the prophetic perspectives is, it's echoing in my head. Is that fine? Is that the Zoom that was doing that? Okay. So, it's just going double in my ear. But prophetic perspectives this is distracting me now. Okay. So we're doing prophetic perspectives to give you a perspective of what's going to happen in the country. As I said to you, there'll be an opening up when it comes to June, July. There's going to be a closing down in August and September.
That's right.
They're already speaking the language. And just try to fix my ear, please. They're already speaking the language that, you know, if you don't behave, we're going to go back to level 4.
That's right, prophet.
And then level 5. And, you know, these are all conditioning languages. So,
I see John Mutong is saying there's no time capped in the anointing. And Liesl is saying, awesome yes. Teaching. And now in a new season to stir up my giftings
yes.
In the prophetic, now connected to the right ministry. So on my side, it's very soft.
Yeah, soft. They turned me soft because it was doubling, but at least perfect. That I don't hear that. As long as they can hear me, is everybody on here? Go with me to the next screen. Let me just see who is on. And obviously, if the church opens, we're going to have people on Zoom and we're going to have audience. However, we're going to do it with the rooms, and I'll be able to minister and walk through, and we can have an actual revival service. And I'm not preaching with a mask on.
We're excited for this.
I'm not doing that. So, you know, that the anointings, and know that the anointing is in this place, that if you guys come and those who are watching us, you've seen revival always in Krugersdorp.
Yes.
In fact, you know, in Centurion, our physical building was shaken, which is a sign of the persecution that was going to come. That went viral all over. People took video footage. Our building was shaken like this physically. When I announced that angels is arriving, the building was shaken. Not an earthquake, not a tremor, not a storm, not a wind. And then a wind went through the building. And it's fine. Then a wind went through the building and through the media room. Were you there? Through the media room. And it blew the papers or something. A wind went through. And the physical building was shaken. And we must get the footage. Please, I did ask for that. So that we can show people. Meaning that God has marked encounter when it comes to a prophetic or a sign. Those are signs that happens. I think it was Prophet Bashir that was preaching and a tornado appeared. right in his cloud. He said God will answer by fire now,
and it was
and
like
a tornado appeared right in front of him. I was with Prophet Angel, and we were busy ministering. I think we were in Pretoria. I think in Pretoria, and like I said, there's 100,000 attendants, and we were going from hall to hall, and I was walking with him, and he took out his phone and he said, "Look, I'll show you an angel now, and my pillar of fire is with me." And he took a photo like this with me standing there, and a fire was right here next to us. Here.
Sheesh, come on, come on.
Speaking about signs that, you know, the people outside there will say, but this is fake, or this is, until you're right next to the person and it is happening.
Come on.
Until winter number or this or that. And that is how the prophetic obviously has to be stirred up. And even viewers on here that's not on live stream, I mean on Zoom, they can also still respond. I have comments coming to me, and get into our Zoom room. I saw a lot of people asking to get in, and we have to obviously watch for scam also, and we have many screens and so on. So I'm gonna just minister and prophesy to some that are here. Let me just see who is on